you're going to be headed this way. Don't bring the cold weather with us. With you.
Actually, that I won't be down there this weekend because of the weather. Me and Big Cam are scheduled for next weekend. Feel like we can make a bigger impact recruiting now. We got about 13 guys other than us, and you know, Fournette being one of those guys we want to really get. So I think we'll make a good splash next weekend.
So you're almost serving as one of those recruiting type guys now, since you're verbally committed to the University of Alabama.
Oh yeah, and, you know, Coach Napier and me are always in contact. You know, getting the next target, hit this guy up. You know, Johnny Dixon's another one we really want to get. He announced it Sunday, so looking for a positive decision. Another guy to throw the ball to.
David, help us from your perspective, a pro-style quarterback from Norman, Oklahoma, highly thought after guy, and a guy that is considered coming in, and you'll be, you know, competitive for the quarterback position. But help us understand, walk us through the season. Alabama, you evaluated their performance. I know it's been a disappointing last couple of days for Alabama, but 11-1, it's not a bad season, and back-to-back national titles.
You know, you're right. It's great to see the offense. You know, AJ's last season, see him really, you know, blossom into a great quarterback. I expect him to get drafted, you know, pretty high, because those NFL guys do look at the facts, and everyone wants a winner. So, but yeah, I mean, this season's been great. See Kenyon Drake emerge as a great running back. You know, Alabama's always going to have two great running backs. It's just exciting to go, you know, get the opportunity to play. I'm looking to go in there. I'll be ready for spring ball, go compete, and see what I can do for the job.
Now, David, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were injured in your high school season. What's the rehab like? Help us walk through that.
You know, it's been crazy. At the start, I was really confused and didn't know what to do, but Coach Dave's been right there all the way. You know, helped me through this rehab process. I've been set up with, you know, a lot of great guys. Spent quite a bit of time in Birmingham rehabbing with some of the best dudes in the business. Then, you know, I'm ahead of schedule. I'll be ready for spring ball. I'll be like, nothing's wrong.
David Cornwell, as we were talking with him right now, he's inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. Looking at Alabama's system, what it makes that such an attractive system for a quarterback like yourself to play in?
You know, you know, pro-style quarterback wants to play in a pro-style offense. You know, a lot of the guys are like, oh, you're just going to go hand the ball off. Well, you know, it also comes with that as an all-star line, number one in the country. Great running back for play action and set up stuff downfield, and also that's what you're going to be doing on Sunday. And if you don't want to go play on Sunday, then you probably shouldn't be in college football. You know, I'm just excited to go in there, learn the, you know, all the terminology. I know Coach Saban's well connected in the NFL with all the GMs. I know he'll go to bat for you when it's time for the draft. So, you know, just him and the offense just really looks like a good opportunity and, you know, a place I want to play college football.
Right now, David, exactly, you know, looking at the tradition of Alabama football, and I'm not trying to put anything heavy on your shoulder pads, but in this state, Nick Saban is one of the most important individuals in the state of Alabama. But number two or number three is probably the quarterback here in Tuscaloosa. That's big pressure, and that's big shoes to fill, and I'm sure you're ready to embrace that.
Yeah, that was one of the things Coach Saban really put me through before I came there. He wanted to make sure if I was a guy, I'd be able to handle it, you know. A lot of people don't know the test he put me through just before I was able to commit. So that just kind of showed me, you know, he's the guy. He knows how to do it. You know, there's always a trust there. He's a great man. Every time I talked to him, I learned a life lesson. But, yeah, he always told me, you know, four top people in the state are Auburn coach, Alabama coach, and then the two quarterbacks. So he said he better be ready to handle that one day. And I look forward to it.
Now, you made your decision back in June. Help us understand Saban's role in recruiting, because, you know, he wins a lot of games. He's a very successful head coach, but he also wins a lot of games in February as he puts together one of these national signing classes, once again, probably considered one of the best in the country. What does he do different compared to the other head coaches out there in recruiting you?
He's real with you. He'll let you know if he wants to, and he will let you know if he doesn't. I've heard that from a lot of recruits, and man, you sit down with him, and it's like, at first, like, whoa, Coach Saban, you know, won all these games. Then he sits down, and he's like, oh, wow, he's different. Okay, let's listen to what he's saying. Oh, he's smart. He knows the game, so he's going to help me be a better man. I'm not just going to go to the NFL and burn out. I'm going to have a career. I'm going to focus on life. I'm going to have a great family. So I think the recruits feed off that, and they know. I mean, he's got to be doing something right for getting every single one of these national number one recruiting classes. So, you know, a big part of that was committing in June. I felt like I needed to be there as a quarterback. and a staple of the recruiting class, and just help get these guys. Big Cam was kind of one of the first splashes we made, and excited to be with him on my official next weekend.
That's not a bad guy to be on the offensive line, sort of helping protect you either.
Oh, yeah. Great dude, too.
Absolutely. David Cornwell right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. He's a pro-style quarterback, verbally committed to the Crimson Tide back in June, the 14th day there of 2013. He's 6'5", 241. Am I correct on that, 6'5", 241?
Yeah, I dropped a bit of weight from the knee surgery, but looking trim. Cochran's excited. He's ready to mold me, he said. Look what I can do with your body, you know, kind of looked in the future. So excited to be there in the weight program and put on some weight, too.
And you look at Alabama as far as the quarterback position, it will be a battle because there's going to be several guys that will be battling that 15 days of spring practice. You're expected to be in that conversation. Walk us through, I mean, have you already started understanding the playbook, the system that Alabama runs? I know you know about the system, but sort of diving a little bit deeper because you're scheduled to enroll here in the next month.
Yeah, these guys are really big. I'm not violating any NCAA rules, so technically I'm not allowed to study the playbook. I have been going over pro-style systems with George Whitfield out in San Diego. I'm just trying to get a grasp of it. But as I said, as soon as I enroll in January, I'll be good to go, hitting the playbook, and put the accelerator on. I got to learn that thing and be ready for spring ball.
All right, David. Now's the little bit of a difficult question. When you committed to the University of Alabama, I know Billy Napier is a guy that's recruited you. Doug Nussmeier was also part of that as well. What's your relationship with those two guys? And will, you know, I'm not trying to be negative, but Doug Nussmeier is a great offensive coordinator. He may have a chance to go and be a head coach somewhere else. How will that affect your decision in attending the University of Alabama?
I'm 110% committed to the University of Alabama. Any coach leaves, I'm still there. You know, I've committed. I'm not going to flip-flop. God forbid Coach Saban leaves. I will be there in January, ready to go, ready to compete. Coach Nussmeier, great friend, but he's got to do what's best for his family. And if he feels that's at another school, then, I mean, he's got to do that. And I knew that coming in. I just look forward to the opportunity there. 110% committed, and I'll be there in January.
David, I don't know if that's music to the ears. You're trying to cheer up the Bama fans here in Tuscaloosa, trying to recover from that Auburn loss, and that's good news to hear. David, you and I have talked about this before. A big part of you in getting to know David Cornwell is your faith. I follow you on Twitter. You're very active of encouraging that and inspirational quotes. That's a key important part of your decision to attend the University of Alabama.
Yeah, man, thank you. I appreciate it. I always like to carry my faith with me. A lot of people don't know it. You know, every night before I go out and hit the bed, I hit read Second Samuel about David, and, you know, he's a great guy. Just learning lessons from there. Really take that into account, and I feel like I need to continue that as a Christian through college.
Well, no doubt, and the program here that's set up by the FCA and the way they facilitate that, because Nick Saban does as good of a job as anybody, not just on the X's and O's, but making sure that you've said it before, and I'm sort of taking those words and sort of elaborating on them. You see so many individuals that arrive here in Tuscaloosa, and in 4 years, they're a better person. They're better on their character standpoint, and when you represent the University of Alabama, that expectation comes that you will, when you put that Crimson jersey on, be part of this Crimson Tide family. But Nick Saban does something to sort of foster that character building. No doubt improves the individuals as well. David, once again, so you're going to be headed to Tuscaloosa next weekend. I may have had that confused, or was this originally scheduled for this weekend?
Yeah, me and Cam were supposed to be there this weekend. He had something come up with his family, but I couldn't get out of here with the weather. It's sleeting. It's pretty crazy here. A lot of flights have been canceled, so we decided I think it'd be better next week to go, not rush out of here. You know, if I get delayed, get out of there, you know, halfway through Saturday and kind of ruin the visit. So just be safe and go next weekend.
And I'm sure it'll be a better time as well, because at that point, Alabama will know sort of the diagnosis of where they're headed for their bowl game and a lot of other conversations. David Cornwell, I appreciate you spending a couple of minutes. Continue that recruiting path as you've talked about some of those guys that you and many of the other coaches trying to convince that you will come and be a part of the number one class in in college football recruiting class, National Signing Day. But you'll be here prior to that. You'll be a mid-year enrollee. David, thanks so much for giving me 10 minutes of your time tonight, and I hope you have a great evening.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Roll Tide.